Washington Governor Chris Gregoire's deadline for a bipartisan budget deal has come and gone. Lawmakers today failed to agree on a plan to rebalance the state budget and implement so-called government reforms. Now House Democrats say they will pass their own budget in hopes of breaking the logjam. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this update from the Capitol.
The clock runs out next Tuesday on the current 30-day overtime session. Gregoire has been unable to broker a deal between House Democrats and the Republican-led philosophical majority that emerged in the state Senate. Negotiations have bogged down over the so-called reform agenda. It includes proposals to end early retirement for state employees, consolidate K-12 employee health plans, and require four-year balanced budgets. House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan blames Republicans.
Initially, we saw a cry that we need reform before revenue, and now we're hearing a cry of reform before budget. And, you know, that basically shuts down government.
Republicans respond that without the reform measures, Washington will face ongoing budget shortfalls. House Democrats have scheduled hearings this week on their own reform measures. But the Senate's Republican budget writer, Joe Zirelli, says those measures are so scaled back they amount to, as he puts it, dust. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.